Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm.
About this, because it's going to be a show that we're going to feed you a lot of information, and our subject today is relaxation, something I have to learn about too, because I'm such a busy lady. But we're going to talk about balancing your life so that you can relax and so that you can still have fun and be invested in your career and your family, and how to balance things. And most often, it's how to be spiritually inclined, how you can use all the resources that are out there for you, your angels and your higher self and the influence that you have, your self-confidence, to make yourself happier and healthier and certainly more prosperous, because that's what this is all about. So take a deep breath, and away we go. Let me give you the number to call in. We have 888-268-4313. So we're going to start right out with the number to call in, because we love to answer your calls. It's 888-268-4313 is the number to call in if you're in the States. And if you're international, the number is 281-419-7697. Say that one more time, 281-419-7697. So here we go. The first thing I want to do is tell you the names of the angels that go with relaxation. We have Archangel Raphael, because he's the angel of healing and compassion. And then we have Alicia, and she's the angel of serenity. And of course, there's question as to what serenity means when it comes to fixation. And the next angel is Blake, who's the angel of comfort, and Eileen, who's the angel of happiness, because certainly if you have relaxation and your life is running smoothly, then you are going to feel happy and content. And our affirmations for relaxation are, I have found balance in life. And I'll repeat that again. And remember, affirmations are something that you say over and over again. I have found balance in my life. And repeat them before you go to bed at night, because the angels don't sleep and they can work on them all night long. So in the morning, you will have the balance that you're looking for. Another affirmation for today is, I am calm and serene. I'll say that again. I am calm and serene. And remember, when you're making your own affirmations or thinking of things that you want, make sure the affirmations have a have or an am, so they are in present time, such as, I have found balance, I am calm and serene. Okay, we'll get some more affirmations later. First, let's go to our little consultation from Joanne. And Joanne is the angel of relaxation. And what she's telling us is, a tranquil mind and body make it possible to reach greater heights. With this harmonious state of being, individuals are able to invest themselves more fully in the realization of their own goals and objectives. Discretionary time, and boy, I wish I had more of that, is essential in maintaining the flow that allows for ongoing success. And so what I want to say about Joanne's comment, her the angel of relaxation, is that it's very difficult to manifest what you want or to have peace of mind when you have a tense body. So anything you can do to relax your body, to relax your mind, is super beneficial for making yourself prosperous, healthy, and happier. Our key words for today, and again, these are all taken out of the Angel First Aid RX for Success book. That's Angel First Aid RX for Success, which you can purchase by calling 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. Or online on theangellady.net, theangellady.net. So if you'd like to follow along with us in the chapters that we're going through from week to week, the first 10 chapters in the Success and Prosperity book will be taken in line, and you can follow along by getting a copy. Unfortunately, they are not in the bookstores. They are on Amazon.com for those of you who are listening international, and also BNN.com, Barnes & Noble, BNN.com, if you'd like to get them. But if you're in the States, call that 800 number or get them on theangellady.net.
So okay. We have Rodney from Australia.
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful.
I'll swing him through.
Okay. Hello, Rodney.
Hello, Sue. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. Nice to talk to you. What can I help you with?
I just listened to your show last week.
Okay.
And I was wondering about angels, particularly a guardian angel.
Sure. And which ones are with you? Which ones are your personal angels? Is that what you'd like?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you have Joseph, who's the angel of joy. And that's the angel that works with ecstasy and bliss, so you can't beat that. And he tells me that more joy is coming into your life, that you're just beginning to realize all the things that you want in life, and more are coming. And then you have Jacob, who's the angel of education. Are you into the field of education, or are you just learning about life?
I'm relearning.
You're relearning. Okay,
yeah.
That's great. That's a good way of putting it. I like that.
Yeah.
And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. So,
three.
And what they're telling me is that there's a lot of things for you to learn, and what you picked up yesterday, or the last time you heard the show, last week when you heard the show, and what you're going to hear today are really going to help you. Because we're talking today about clarity, serenity, and we also are going to talk about easy money. So that should help you in your life.
Yes, I have none.
Do you have a specific question you'd like to ask me about?
Well, yes. It's just it's mostly about money. I'm disabled. I have sciatica in my legs, and it's just hard to find a new vocation with the disability.
Right, I hear that. Well, Peter is the angel of health, so that might help you. And my thought is that you could do something like online. Maybe you could find some kind of a career where you do promotions for people, PR, or some kind of work online. Would that be possible for you?
Well, yeah, I sort of do that for my partner, actually.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. I've just started doing that sort of thing, yeah.
Or design websites or something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's what's going to increase and keep you and keep your mind mentally stimulated.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, and there's a remedy in the book called Medium Blue, B-L-U-E, Medium Blue, and what it does is the angels, when they heal you, they use the color blue, like a royal blue. So if you think of where your handicap is, if you think of that, your body filled with that color, then the angels can come in and help you heal.
Sweet.
Okay?
Yeah. Is there an affirmation?
That certainly is. Hold on. Let me see what we've got here. They're picking one out for you. and it's interesting. I am determined to win. I see you actually getting better. I mean, I see you turning things around. So just keep saying, I am determined to win.
Yes, okay.
Okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, thank you for calling
thank
in.
You.
Thanks for listening. I hope you get some information.
I will.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Okay, continuing on, let's go back to another angel. So we have Marilyn, who's the angel of leisure, and Patrick, who's the angel of sports, because sports also go with relaxation. Some people really get into sports, but some people use sports to relax, such as golf and tennis. And Perry is the angel of music. And certainly, if you are trying to relax, music always helps in the background. And in one of our other radio shows, we talked about Baroque music and how it regulates the brain. And so if you really want to relax, play Baroque music in the background. It's really soothing to listen to. The other angel is Robert, the angel of balance. And you can't have a balanced life without having some relaxation, some work, some play. And so balance is the other part of relaxation, and that's Robert. Okay, let's go on to our keywords. The keywords for today that are in the relaxation chapter are integrity.
Sue?
Yes?
We have another caller online.
Sure, who's it?
What was your name again?
This is Dr. Ravia Hajid.
Dr. Ravia Hajid?
Okay, sure.
I'll put her on.
All right, thank you. Hello.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. Can I call
you
Dr. Rabia?
Yes, that's
okay.
Me.
Is that what people call you, or do they use your last name, Haziz?
Either way.
Okay. To me, you're going to be Dr. Rabia. How's that?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. What can I help you with?
Well, are you hearing me okay? Because I'm on my cell phone.
It
sounds like
you.
I'm echoing.
I can hear you fine, loud and clear.
Okay. Well, I not too long ago graduated from chiropractic college a year ago.
Okay.
And it just seems like the National Board of Chiropractic Examiners, it seems like we have to jump through so many hoops after we graduate, passing so many different boards. I think we're the only doctors that take so many boards after graduating or trying to graduate. And I just finished taking my last exam, and I don't get those results back until the 27th of December. However, this is the exam that enables you to go anywhere in the country if you want to. Most states require for you to have 4 board exams to have passed in order to practice in their state. And I don't know those results, and I've been struggling for the past year working outside of my field just to make ends meet. And I'm hoping and praying that that was a success so I can start my practice here next year. The beginning of the year.
Okay, good. Well, this is what I see. Would you like me to tell you what I see for your future? This is what I see. The angels are telling me that you have a blossoming career. They tell me you're very talented. They tell me you're going to specialize in something. What are you thinking? Something around women, I think. What are you thinking about specializing in?
Well, while I was going through school, I also got certified with pediatrics, so I know that I want to have some type of specialty with postnatal and prenatal care.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there we go. All right. And and you may go do both. You may do one at one time and one at another time. You may change your careers as you go along. But I just see you blossoming, you know, and the angels show me the picture of a rose and you just developing and blossoming. And what's hard for you right now is your impatience because you've got the talent, you've got the knowledge, and you just can't use it and help people until you pass those tests. So
right.
That's just knotting you up inside. And but it won't be long. It's next month, right? You'll find out next month that you're passed. there's a prophecy.
Say it again.
I said you will find out next month that you passed. There is a prophecy.
Right. On the 27th, that's when they're supposed to be given the results. And I'm praying that this is like going into the gear on good news.
Good news. Yeah, next year is going to be great for you. It's going to be developing and starting. I mean, you're going to have a lot of things happening. But I also hear your health is going to improve and your living situation. So,
What was that before, the living situation?
Your health.
Health. Okay.
Your health
Wonderful.
And your living situation are going to improve.
Okay.
Well, many blessings to you. This is good. Congratulations.
Well, thanks a lot. I don't know if I actually want to know about the results. Part of me wants to know, and part of me kind of just want to wait till I get my letter in the mail. If it's good news, I would like to know now.
Well, let's just put it this way. A little angel is speaking in my ear and telling me it's good news. So, okay. So have a nice Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now we can go back to some of our keywords. Integrity is one of the keywords for the relaxation chapter. Another word for the relaxation chapter is tenacity. And certainly nothing is achieved without tenacity. Ask me, I know that. And the last keyword for this chapter is satisfaction. What satisfaction means is feeling satisfied with what you've achieved and what you've accomplished. It's not so much other people being satisfied, but you being satisfied, because you can't relax until you feel good about what you're doing. And that's going to be essential in finding success and prosperity. So here we go with some of the remedies that are in the success chapter. The one I like the best, this is actually my favorite remedy of the whole book, is called break room. And the way break room works is that you just take a deep breath and you think about a room way down inside of you, like around your navel area, and there's a room in there. And this is your private room. This is where you can achieve things, where you can go when you're stressed. This is a place that's just for you. And it's basically the core of your essence in this room. I have to laugh because I was teaching this at one of my workshops, and a lady came up to me and said, "My room's a mess." And that kind of tells you what your life is like at the time. So when you look into your room, look around and see, is it peaceful? Do you have candles? Is there a light color on the walls? Or what do you have in your room? What is your essence? What is your life all about? And then make sure that there is a chair or a cushion or some place to sit in your break room. And every time you need a break, even if you have 5 minutes, even if you're just rushing from one thing to another, go into your room and take a break. For one thing, it puts you back in present time. You absolutely have no power in the future. You can plan your future, but you have no power for your future. And you absolutely cannot change your past. Your past is your past. But you can make happiness at this moment. Don, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have someone else there?
We do. We have a Pat from Seattle.
Oh, good.
We also got the tone system working, so instead of me cutting in, I can let you know with a tone and then put them on 5 seconds later if you like.
That sounds very good. Okay, we'll try that.
Okay.
And if I miss, you break in anyway, okay?
You got it. I'll put Pat on.
Okay. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Sue.
Is this Dr. Pat?
It is Dr. Pat.
Hey, how are you doing?
Congratulations on your fabulous new show.
Oh, thank you. You have certainly been a mentor to me. You have taught me so much, and I couldn't do it as well without your inspiration.
Well, I'll tell you, we're mentoring each other. I had a very interesting angel meeting today at 3 o'clock Pacific time.
Okay.
And so I wanted to call in to ask my angels for additional guidance.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay. So for those of you that are wondering what I'm talking about, 3 o'clock, we started this tradition on Mondays, 3 o'clock Pacific time, just sit down and ask my angels, different questions. Today, the question was about expanding my radio show. And okay. Should I expand my radio show in a broader way across the Internet? And if so, could they give me a little direction as to where to go, since I've had a couple of different people talking to me?
Well, it feels like the internet is the internet radio is the way of the future. So definitely, you're doing the right thing. And are you thinking, when you say expanding, are you thinking about taking shows you already have in the can and using them for other networks, or you actually doing a live show? What would you think? Were you thinking?
It would be a combination of both.
Okay, well, the angels are just jumping up and down and saying, live show, live show.
That's what I thought. That's kind of the dilemma I ran into today during the angel meeting. It was like our idea was to, of course, you know, take some of the shows that are going on Monday through Friday and making them available. But people will be able to do that in the new website. But the angels kept saying, no, that's not it.
No, it's live show, and it's on another network or this network, but it's other than where you are right now. Would you do me a favor, and would
sure.
you tell my audience about the wonderful awards that you just won? Because I am so thrilled for you.
Well, thanks to the angels who helped me pick out the shows. Well, thank you, Sue. Yes, the show that we have is the Dr. Pat Show, and it's on KKNW and across the internet. And we submitted two of our shows for two awards, international awards, the Crystal Award of Excellence, and we won the Crystal Award of Excellence for a show that we did live in New York City. And then we also won a second award, an award of distinction, for a very rare interview with the father of religion, Houston Smith. So the angels actually helped us pick those out of about 1,000 shows.
And I should say, when you were in New York City doing that show, I was doing your show for you.
Exactly. That's right. So very grateful to you, Sue, who has been an inspiration for so many people across the planet. And we heard that today. And for BBS, definitely bringing you in and letting you take your powerful message across the airwaves to people from Australia. I heard that.
Wasn't
and people
that
all
exciting? Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I want to wish you the best. And of course, having the angels in your huddle is definitely the way to go.
Well, Dr. Pat, I am thrilled you called in, and I wish you a lot of blessings.
Thank
too,
you.
Because I see you just taking off.
Well, thank you very, very much, and thanks for this fabulous, very powerful internet station that is just bringing amazing messages across the globe. Congratulations to everyone involved. Have a great, great evening.
Thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was fun. I'm really glad Pat called in. She's one of my favorite people on radio and certainly has been an inspiration to me. About 2 years ago, she called me up and said that she had an opportunity to do the show, but she wanted me to help her with it and be on at least once a week. And so we've done this for 2 years. Okay, who's our next caller? Who do we have?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. What can I help you with? Would you like your angels?
I would love it, and I was wondering if my bad luck is ever going to end.
Do we have a full hour here? that's cute.
No.
Yeah, well, let's give you your angels. That might help your bad luck.
I would love it.
Okay. You have Timothy, the angel of good fortune.
Oh, thank God.
So we got to pull on his robes a little bit, and like Dr. Pat was saying, have an angel meeting with him, okay? And then you have Kevin, the angel of friendship, who's definitely going to help you with communication, and Gabriel, who is messages and communication. Where are you from? Where are you?
I'm from Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, okay. And how are you? Did you hear about me through the BBS network or through Pat?
Yes, I had just discovered that, and I didn't know. I didn't think I'd ever get through. I thought there's no way, but I'm gonna try it with Pat.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm glad you did.
I kept pushing the button.
Okay. All right. Well, here is your affirmation. I am incredibly energized, and it feels like what's happening that is creating what you call bad luck, but what I call time delay, because I see good things happening for you, I just see a time delay in there. is that you need to build your energy and keep your self-confidence. Boy, when you are self-confident, you are dynamite. And when you are focused, you're dynamite. So keep that going, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Anything specific you want to know?
Yes, I'm so tired of money problems. Will that ever end?
Well, I heard a yes when you said that. So I do believe it will end. By any chance, do you know about the Angel First Aid books? Because I was thinking there's
I do not. I just discovered this just minutes ago.
Okay, good. Okay,
just
well,
within 20, 15 minutes ago.
Okay, well, what you can do is you can call my 800 number. I'll give it out again, 800-323-1790. Did you get that?
I'm not in the house because my daughter's
okay.
Back me.
All right.
I can't
well,
hear.
Okay,
323
good.
323 what?
323-1790.
One,
can you write that down
okay.
somewhere?
Or
yes, you could call Don and he can give it to you. You can call back to the BBS radio and they'll have my number.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, good. And what I wanted to say about your abundance is you need a change of direction.
Yes.
You're stagnant. You're like I said, your time frames are off. So start energizing yourself and moving into something more quickly. Does that sound
right? You know which direction I should move?
Give me some options. What are you doing now?
Well, right now I'm sort of stagnant because I have a leg problem that there's trying to fix here, which keeps me from really trying to work, and I'm one of these people who can't sit, so I'm always on, and I'm sure I irritate my leg all the heck more for it, but I'm sort of stagnant until I can get that working so I can do something more with myself.
Do you do anything with your hands? Are you crafty or creative?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm a clean freak and things like that, but I'm just always on the go.
Okay, because I see you doing something with your hands that's going to help you. Well, call me later, and we'll talk about it. We'll figure something out, because I definitely see you working. I definitely see you getting better, and we can talk about what we can do to help you heal, too.
That would be great.
Okay.
Would you repeat that number one more time? 323 what?
1790.
1790. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay.
I'm glad you called. Okay. Another question. This is a success question, which is at the back of the chapter, and it says, do angels play a role in achieving balance? The answer is, busy professionals who involve celestial beings in their lives find it easier to stay balanced. When the guardian angels are your assistants, then it becomes easier to be calm and centered and settled. And boy, if that isn't an answer, calm, centered, and settled. How often can you say that about yourself, that that's a day like you've had, or that something in your life has ended up calm, centered, and settled? So that's a goal. That's something to try for. That could be even an affirmation. I am calm, centered, and settled. Because if you're calm, centered, and settled, a lot of things will start coming to you. The last sentence in this answer is, this fresh perspective produces a sense of wholeness that gives family and career equal value. So think about that for a minute. Wholeness that gives family and career equal value. I think that's a great way the angels figured out to put that in the book. And it really means a lot to me, too. Okay, we're going to do another affirmation. This affirmation is, I am receiving wealth. And you can think about that. I am receiving wealth. I got an email from someone, and maybe I'll read a little piece of that email to you. What she said is, it was presented to me last week that you cannot pass on abundance if you do not possess it, obviously, but I never really thought of it in those terms. I'm a pretty positive person, but have been struggling with financial abundance for quite some time. What do you suggest? So, Renee, this is what I suggest. I suggest that you think more positively, which she said she was already doing, become energized, and it's kind of up to you to energize yourself. You know, when you get up in the morning, we talked about that last week, to kind of pick yourself up and think of all the positive things, and to use your affirmations, and to just think of yourself as wealthy. If you think of yourself as just making it, then you're just going to make it. If you think of yourself and act as if you already are thinking big, acting big, and being big, then you will be. So an affirmation for that is, I have an affluent lifestyle. And I think with that, we're going to take a little break. Don, are you there? Can we take a little break here?
You bet.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we'll take a break.
Can I take that call first and then take a break?
You can, okay. I'll put her through.
There it is. What's your name?
My name's Larry Gold.
Larry, can you please turn off your internet? You're getting feedback.
All right.
Larry, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Sue Storm. What can I do for you?
Well, I was really surprised to be able to get through, first of all, and I really want to thank you for being on the show, because I think it's really wonderful that people can do this, and I send you many blessings, number one. Number two, I would love to know if something is going to change for me pretty soon, and I know I have Gabriel around me, but I don't know my other angels.
Okay, good. Well, let's start with your other angels. You have Timothy, the angel of good fortune, so certainly that's a wonderful angel because that's a money angel. And then
okay.
You have Michael, who works with guidance and protection. So you have two archangels. Gabriel is messages and communication.
Okay.
And you know what? You have Katrina, the angel of prosperity.
So I do.
Yeah. We're going to have to get her moving here too, right?
Right.
She's an angel for money, health, and happiness.
Beautiful
angel.
Wow.
So what direction do you are you thinking of going in? What are you doing now, and what do you want to do?
Well, right now I make two creams. I make a body lotion and a sports cream that are really out of this world, that Spirit has guided me and directed me on this stuff. And it's all over the world right now, but they're just samples.
Mm.
And I'm working on that right now to get it out.
Do you need the money for production, or do you need the
facility?
Yes,
I do. I don't have any.
You don't. Okay. All right. So then we need to give you an affirmation. Again, the Angel First Aid books will probably help you, because there's a chapter in there on making money. Let's do this one. I am a mighty money magnet. And say it. Let's do it with enthusiasm. We'll do it together. I am a mighty money magnet. How's that?
Money magnet.
Okay, good. And think of yourself as a magnet. Think of yourself as pulling in money. Because I see your invention is very helpful. The angels want it out there, and it's well worthwhile. So as long as you're working on a project like that, they're going to help you out. Okay?
Great.
Oh, I'm glad you called. Thank you for listening to
the show. Yes, thank you very much. And you have a very wonderful night, and thank you for BBS Radio.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don, do we have another caller waiting?
Well, the call's been coming in steady, but we might want to go to a break now.
You know what? I'll just take the calls if they're coming in, and then we'll go to a break when I
know. Okay, I'll put this one through.
Okay, we'll just wait and see who this is.
Hi, thank
you. We'll be surprised. Who's calling?
This is Caitlin.
Caitlin, you said?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good. And where are you calling from, Caitlin?
Neshanic Station, New Jersey.
All right. And what can I help you with? I'm so glad you called.
Do you know anything about my angels?
Sure, absolutely. Here we go. All right.
All righty.
You have Robert, the angel of balance, and we were talking about him earlier since we're talking about relaxation, and Rachel, the angel of inspiration, who works with uplifting messages, and your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection, and he's my archangel. He's wonderful.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, good. And would you like an affirmation, too?
Sure.
Okay. I have genuine strength. They tell me that you have a lot of power, that you're a powerful person when you want to be. So you keep that self-empowerment going, all right?
All right, thank you.
Oh, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
So, Don, do we have another caller, or is this a break time?
It might be.
I guess not. I guess we're not getting a break today.
That's right.
Okay, well, that's good. I like my caller. So we'll just wait a second here and think about integrity, tenacity, and satisfaction, our keywords.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Monica.
Oh, hi, Monica. How are you doing today?
Good. And you?
Good, good. I'm doing really well. Do you have a question?
Yes. I wanted to ask you, what's the best way to relax when you've been out of work for a while and are trying to find a job and are just kind of feeling down about everything?
Well, the first thing is to get up about everything. The first thing is to start thinking positive and feeling good about yourself and working on your self-confidence, because like attracts like. So if you're in a good place, then what you attract is going to be better. Do you understand that part?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a premise, like attracts like. And so the first thing is to uplift yourself and think about good things. Think about all the good things in your life. That's a wonderful way to wake up and be thankful for that. And as far as relaxing, it doesn't take a lot to relax. You can use the break room remedy that we talked about earlier today that's in the Angel First Aid book, or you can just let your energy flow, you know, just down or relax or lay down and just say, my energy is flowing. Let the energies flow through me. And that sometimes will pick you up, because sometimes energy gets stuck. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, I don't want to be over your head. So is that answer your question? Or what I'm hearing also is that you're developing new ideas, that you just don't want a normal, average, I-go-to-work job. You want something that's unique and different and interesting, and that's starting to come together. So after the first of the year, something new and fun is going to happen for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, good. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Would you like an angel before you go?
Yes.
Okay, let's give you Rita, the angel of writing, is helping you out right now. And here's another very interesting angel. She came up on Dr. Pat's show for the first time. It's Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, and that's the angel of time. She helps you with time management, and it feels like even though you're trying to relax, you just don't have time. Does that sound right?
See, that's true.
Okay. And an archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion.
Okay, great.
Good. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling, Monica. You have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Don, are we having another caller?
Looks like we might want to really quickly hurry to a break.
Okay, all right, let's do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
From romance to finance, if your relationship needs an extra spark, or if you are looking for a soulmate to share your life, then Tarina is the angel you will want to call on. Sue Storm will help you to connect with Tarina, the angel of attraction. This angel finds soulmates or encourages compatibility and romance in ongoing relationships. Sue Storm will work with Tarina and the Angel First Aid techniques to show you how to strengthen your self-confidence and enjoy happiness in the future. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334, that's 630-420-1334, to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. I am here to tell you about a rewarding experience, and that is a personal consultation with the angels. If success, prosperity, happiness, or personal growth is your goal, then an angelic consultation is the next step. At the end of the session, you will feel energized and have a new perspective. The Angel Lady will be your guide to bringing new direction into your life. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334 to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. The number again, 630-420-1334.
Okay. We're going to take a next caller.
Okay.
We have Debbie on the line. How you doing, Debbie? Debbie, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay. What can I do for you? What would you like?
Oh, I just want to know how my Grandma Pulson's doing and my Grandpa Pulson.
Oh, okay. I assume they've passed on. Is that correct?
Yes, they passed on.
Okay. Let me give you an angel name for you. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You have Loretta, who's the angel of new enterprise. Loretta?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Terry, who's the angel of music.
Uh-huh.
And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. All right. And your grandma and grandpa are, they're very happy that you're thinking about them. They tell me that they hear you talking to them and wondering how they are, and they're very happy. They tell me you were a lovely child, very pretty eyes, and it is a great joy for them to see how you've developed and grown up.
Oh, well, thank you. Can you talk to my son?
Give me a name. Okay. Debbie, can I have a name?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hi. Oh, I thought she was wanting me to talk to someone who had passed on, a friend of hers. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I got confused. I was up there and down.
I do have one question for you.
Sure. And your name, please. I need your name.
I am Ian. My last name is Espinoza.
Okay. Just need your first name. Okay, Adrian, what would you like?
I'd like to know what archangel is with me right now.
Oh, Archangel Michael is with you, but also Raphael. You have two archangels with you.
Uh-huh.
And you have some guardian angels, too. You have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, Bettina, who's the angel of creativity.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, you have one more. You have Tara, the angel of love.
Okay.
And where is Midville? Where? What state are you calling from?
I am from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, great. Okay.
And I'm also a master hypnotist.
Oh, all right.
And I'd like to know how successful I will be in that business that I'm in.
Okay. You know, they tell me you're kind of dragging along, but it's gonna pick up. After March of next year, I hear it's going to pick up. And your angels are going to help you with that. And the affirmation, because I'm going to give you an affirmation to help you out, is I have happiness every day, because as soon as you get your career going, that's exactly where you're going to be. I have happiness every day. All right?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling. Bye.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you. Okay, are we clear, Don, or do we have another caller?
We're clear at the moment.
All right, then we'll go talk about something different. Actually, what I'll do is I want to read an email that I've got. And if anyone out there listening would like to send me an email, if you don't want to call in or you're busy and you can't listen to the show and you want to send me an email, send it to suestorm@earthlink.net and just tell me that you would like me to read it on the air when I have the Angel Talk Show, and I'll be glad to do that if you want to ask a question, and then I can tell you what your answer is on the next program. This is a question from a lady named Nina, and she said, I received my books and miracle card. However, I don't know what or how to use the miracle card. I have enjoyed reading the first book and look forward to putting all the remedies in my life. There are some other questions I have and really don't know how to get these answers. You talk about doing things for a career that you enjoy in your childhood, and also one of the exercises talks about recalling things before the age of five. I can't seem to go back that far in my life. How important is that? Well, that's really important. We'll talk about a miracle card first, and then we'll go and we'll talk about finding out what your life's purpose is, because that's basically what she's referring to. A miracle card is a card that Archangel Michael told me to create, and he said, I want you to create miracle cards. And I said to him, well, I can't promise miracles. And he said, no, you just make the cards. The angels will make the miracles. And I said, okay. So we have miracle cards. They're for sale on the Internet, theangellady.net, and also through the 800 number, 800-323-1790. And what I do is I take the card, put it in my hands, and then just ask the angels to program it, like you program a computer, and put into the card what you request. So if you're looking for more prosperity, more health, happiness, whatever you want, we have the angels program it into the card, and then you just keep the card with you. Keep it in your wallet. I know people have told me that their life has just turned around and started to change when they started carrying their card with them. So that's what the miracle card is. The next thing is, how do you find your life's purpose? And again, this is in the Angel First Aid book. And what you do is, your life's purpose is something that happened to you before the age of five, something that was unique and different to you before the age of five. And so if you can't remember what that is, put one hand on your forehead and the other hand on the back of your head between your ears. And when your hands are in that position, ask, what did I do before the age of five that was unique and different to me? And see if you get a picture. In my case, I had the near-death experience. I was already talking to the angels. I had my little man when I was four, so I was already talking to the angels. I was doing little plays and different things, making up little theater-type things and standing and talking in front of groups, telling nursery rhymes. And I was doing my career way back then in a very child-type way. So what is unique and different to you? I can't play a piano well. That's not my career. I can't use a computer, that's not my expertise, but I can listen to the angels and impart that and their information and give you the benefit of the wisdom and their insight. So that's what my career is, and you may want some advice on yours. And again, you can call me for a reading or consultation if you'd like some help in finding out what your career is and what you are meant to do. What are you here on in this life to do? What is your specialty? Okay, let's go back to the affirmations. We're going to go back to, I have a peaceful life. So you take a deep breath, and then you say, I have a peaceful life. I wonder how many of us listening actually can say that they have a peaceful life. So that's a goal for all of us. I have a peaceful life. I am happy and relaxed. I am happy and relaxed. And I have recreational time. That's really pertinent to the chapter that we are talking about now. I have recreational time. Okay. The next question in this chapter is, how will angels foster inner peace? And the answer is, the messengers recommend living as well as working in a tranquil environment. All celestial beings know that peace of mind and a relaxed body, and here we go again with that relaxed body, that's so important, are fundamental ingredients for continued success. Cultivating a relationship with the angels will bring an increased level of comfort and serenity. And I have to tell you, from my experience in talking to thousands and thousands of people, in I've done 1,200 radio shows and been doing this professionally for probably close to 20 years. And during that time, I have talked to so many people who tell me that when they have welcomed the angels into their life, they have felt more peace, more comfort, more guidance, and more insight than they ever had before. So my hope is that you will let your angel support you, find out what their names are, and just enjoy them in any way that you can, because they certainly are here to help you and support you. Let's go to another email. Let's see, what do I have here? Okay. A lady named Cheryl writes, I am a home mom, probably a stay-at-home mom, with two wonderful grammar school-age children. I am personally going through a difficult time and require spiritual healing and support. I love to know my angels and how to summon them and their support and how to get their support. Please thank them for me, as I know that they have always been there and I really need their help now. Can you get them to help me? So this is what I want to say to Cheryl. Yes, but I don't need to get them to help you. They already are there helping you. All you have to do is talk to them, pretend like they're there, and truly they are. Anyone listening, if you want to communicate with your angels, it's not difficult. It's not hard. Just talk to them like you're talking to a friend, like you're talking to a confidant, and let them ensure that you have that peace and confidence in yourself and in your life. Don, how are we doing for time?
We're actually, we're in about two more minutes.
I'll do my little close, and we'll talk about next week, and that should be great.
Okay.
Okay, good. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. I mean, Don and I are really here to help you. We're here to raise the consciousness, to make the world a better place, to put more love into humanity, and certainly help the environment. And our goal is to change the way the world thinks and the way people interact with each other, bringing much more love and peace. And certainly if you welcome the angels into your life is going to be much, much more content and joyful. And it's been a pleasure being with you. Thank you for listening.
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.